Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much and welcome into this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor, as always, alongside Bob Casper. Thank you very much for tuning in. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X. And thank you for tuning in wherever your favorite podcast is found as well, just by searching Real Golf Radio. Flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, Salt Lake City, Utah, year 25. I think we're in show 40-something at this point in time of year 25, Bob. But yeah. This one's especially meaningful for us as we preview the PGA Tour coming to Utah next week at the all-new Black Desert Resort, the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course. And next week we'll be doing our show from Black Desert and the event, and I just couldn't be more thrilled for this opportunity and what it means, you know, to us personally, but certainly to all of those that are lovers of the game of golf living here in our great state. And you know, to welcome the world stage of golf here is meaningful, and it's somewhat validating not only to what Black Desert has been able to build, but the history of golf. This is a very golf rich state. People don't, yes, you know, outside maybe don't think about Utah as a golf rich state, but it's very much a golf rich state. And, you know, a lot of the golf courses up north and down in the south are, you know, municipal golf courses, but they're very good municipal golf courses, very affordable, very, very accessible, if you will. And then there are some tremendous private clubs in the area, in the state as well. And so, and then the weather, I think people obviously focus on Utah as a ski community. And that is certainly what we are known for. The Winter Olympics are coming back. But the southern Utah is about 10 degrees cooler than Las Vegas weather. So you consider the year-round accessibility to golf in that region, and that'll get exposed coming up this week, which we're excited about. Golf Channel will be on the coverage, and we'll be down there as well. Also, our hearts and minds and thoughts and prayers go out to those suffering from the effects of this hurricane and the storm that hit the south and up and down that corridor, including, of course, from a golf standpoint, Augusta National, and our good friend John Patrick. Patrick is going to stop by from Augusta, and he's going to give us an update on that later on this hour. So we're excited to talk to him and appreciate him taking and being willing to come and give us an update on that. So that's all coming up as we just get started here on Real Golf Radio.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
It's finally starting to actually feel like fall outside. So you know what that means. Time to get to Kohl's for cozy, comfy, and cute outfits. With their friends and family sale, I saved 20% on everyday styles that I can't wait to wear all fall long. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. But don't take my word for it. Get to Kohl's and discover fall faves for yourself. Select styles. Offers end October 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa! No! Wait!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us. And we're going to talk a lot about Black Desert. BlackDesertEvents.com, by the way. If you still want to get some tickets, you can find them there. BlackDesertEvents.com, PGA Tour returning to Utah next week. BlackDesertEvents.com. I saw some guys at a reception last night, and they said, hey, so how much have you been hit up for tickets? And I said, today? He started laughing. Like, yeah, they're I think Fridays and Saturdays, grounds tickets are sold out. There's still VIP tickets available. And I think you can still get on. You know, don't forget, Wednesday is kind of a cool day. You can go get a ticket to watch the Pro-Am. Players will be out there and play will be going on. You can get out and see the golf course and all that. So, but yeah, blackdesertevents.com for all the details and last-minute ticket opportunities. Before we get into that, though, let's continue talking about the President's Cup, Bob. The U.S. with another dominant win. When I was doing the show, Ryan Ballingy and I were talking early on before the flip on Friday. So it was a 5-0 sweep by the U.S. on Thursday. Did not see the international team coming back with the 5-0 sweep on Friday. And, you know, thank goodness they did, or this thing would have been really ugly. Yeah. But, you know, that kind of ramped it up and made Saturday's play really, really exciting. At the end of the day, though, it was an overwhelming win for Team USA on Saturday after those two sessions. And they took that same 11-7 4-point lead into the singles matches on Sunday. That's just, as we know from watching team competition over the years, it's really hard to come back. You have to have everything fall just your way, you know, for a comeback of that, you know, that nature with that deficit of 4 points. And as it turned out, it was, you know, a lopsided win for the Americans, winning 18.5 to 11.5. And I sit and, you know, Ballingy and I were talking a lot about, you know, the competitiveness and the competitive nature of this event. And then I thought, oh, shoot, the big sweep on Friday, maybe we were a little ahead of ourselves. And yet here we are having that same conversation with a huge, you know, U.S. victory. Having said that, I think it was still compelling golf to watch. I didn't find myself being completely turned off by it and say, hey, this isn't worth watching. I thought there was a lot of compelling golf. There was really good matches to be played. I don't think the whole event needs to be overhauled. But what is your thoughts after seeing what you saw and the outcome being kind of the same, 10 straight wins for Team USA and 13 overall in the short history of this? What was your takeaway?
Well, and I think that's
part of what happened with the Ryder Cup initially on, and there were tweaks and everything made to where now the Ryder Cup is almost a lopsided for the European team. So, you know, things will, they'll figure things out. They'll figure some things to do to tweak and that kind of thing. But it's difficult. It's hard when you've got the best players in the world playing. The outcomes can be, especially with the world rankings and the U.S. team, the outcomes can be very, very one lopsided. And, you know, 18.5 to 11.5 looked a lot closer after the second session, like you said, at 5-5. But where, you know, the U.S. squad really started to kind of extend out a little bit was on Saturday when both those sessions went 3-1 and they gained that 4-point advantage. Now, 4 points has been come from behind on with the Ryder Cup before. And, you know, you got to do some things. You got to front load and you got to try to get off to a quick start and all those types of things. But it's not something that happens very often. And unfortunately, you know, the U.S. side ended up winning by 7 points when it was all said and done. But it was fun to watch. Anytime you have these guys competing one against another, it's really fun to watch. Even though one guy may get a little bit ahead, most of the time the matches were pretty darn close. It's fun to watch golf in a new setting or a different setting at least once a year where you've got these teams that come together in the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup and be able to see how they compete against each other as teams and as individuals and what the final score will be.
You said, unfortunately, Team USA won 18.5, 11.5. Is that because, you know, you wouldn't be saying that if it was U.S. beating the Europeans in the Ryder Cup, 18.5 and 11.5. So why do you say that?
Well, you know, we talked about, you know, what can make this event a little bit more exciting. And, you know, yeah, if it was a little closer, it would have been quite a bit more exciting. But, you know, 7 points is quite a bit. And that's what was unfortunate about it. Yeah, I'm all for the U.S. side and everything like that. But like we've talked about, we're for the side. The international squad is captained by a guy that's a really good friend of ours in Mike Weir. And he's been on the show many, many times. He lives here in Utah. He's a friend. And, you know, it would have been really, really cool to see this thing go neck and neck all the way down the line. But, you know, we won 18.5 to 11.5.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. I obviously felt for Weirzy as well on that. And, he did admit there was a couple things maybe he could have done differently. But that's Monday morning quarterback. You're going to do that all the time, right, whenever you come out on the wrong side of
things.
Things
sure look good after Friday.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll give him credit because he was second-guessed about a lot of things. And he just said, we're going to trust our process and our plan. And he flipped it 5-0 again, right after getting drummed 5-0.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was super impressive. It was cool to see. And yet at the end of the day, you talked about front loading and trying to make a big push. What are you going to front load against these guys? Like who are you going to take on? I mean, the U.S. team started out with Xander Schauffele. I mean, he was a wrecking ball. Jason Day went out against him, and it was a 4-3 win for Xander. Xander and Scottie Scheffler have just had those years, and yet Hideki got one up on Scottie, you know, in the singles. So good for him getting the dub. It's like when Weirzy beat Tiger in Canada. It was a great win for Weirzy and a great win for the crowd, but at the end of the day, it didn't really do much to affect the outcome.
Correct.
But you've got Patrick Cantlay in there who played phenomenal. Russell Henley, you know, a rookie stepping up, you know, in mid-30s. You know, then you're going to go with, what, Tony Finau, who's won 6 times in the last 3 years. You got Wyndham Clark, who's won the U.S. Open a couple years ago. You know, and then you got, you know, oh, by the way, if it gets out of hand, we got Colin Morikawa sitting there, you know, in the third to the last spot, but followed by the Open champion Brian Harman and Max Homa, who's been a gamer. So, you know, it just seems like a bit of a gauntlet. And yet I go back to what I was talking to Ballingy about. Why does it seem so insurmountable, this U.S. team, Why do they seem so dominant in this? And yet next year we'll be sitting there going, man, I don't know. Can we hang? Can we hang with this European team? They beat us. It's the same guy. It won't be the exact same, but it'll be kind of the same team. Right. And so it's, this is a discussion that continues to go. And how is it that, you know, that it seems so one-sided towards the USA in this one, and yet Europe's dominated the Ryder Cup over the recent decades?
You know, and I look at these teams, and I look at the amount of experience we've had on the teams. You know, Hideki Matsuyama has played for the Internationals 6 times. You've had Jason Day play 5 times, and you had Adam Scott play 11 times for this international team. When you look at the U.S. team and the players that we have and their world ranking and everything, and the, you know, the captain's picks and everything, the most we have is 3 times they played on the in this cup, the President's Cup. The most we have is 3 times, and many, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, like 4 of them, it was their maiden voyage. So there's youth on the U.S. squad and really good players on the U.S. squad, and I guess the thing that Keegan Bradley's going to need to do is convert that into the same type of situation for the President's Cup.
I want to talk about Keegan Bradley, and we'll talk about the rest of this, break down this President's Cup, and look forward to the Ryder Cup at Bethpage next year. But when we come back, we've got to take a break. There are those in our country, especially throughout the South, that were affected by this storm that came in, this hurricane. And of course, a lot of our attention is on Augusta, who was right in the middle of it and unexpectedly got hit very strong. John Patrick, who hosts the Augusta Golf Show and is a good friend of ours, been on the show many times. He is kind enough to join us coming up next as we talk more about what is the impact of this storm, and not only for Augusta, but the people in that area. So we'll do that coming up next, and then we'll continue this conversation as well. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking Golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Let's now go to Augusta, Georgia, where they've seen the effects of this storm that has come through. And some of the things that I've been seeing and reading suggest that this might be one of the most devastating storms that they've seen in recent history. And it's hard. Of course, we're all, concerned about, well, what happened at Augusta National? How will this affect the golf course? But these are real lives and people that have been displaced and that are struggling in the area. So we don't mean to be superficial with a little bit of a golf focus, but certainly want to reach out to our good friend, John Patrick, who hosts the Augusta Golf Show and is a good friend of ours. We see him every year at Augusta, and that's we've been fortunate to associate with him. A really, really fine gentleman, and he's joining us right now. John, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Brian. Hello, Bob. How are you guys?
We're good. So, first of all, you're okay. You're safe. You're healthy.
Yeah. Just spotlight on what you said in the introduction. This is the worst event that's ever happened in this town from a catastrophic point of view, from a weather point of view. We don't get many things. We had an ice storm about 10 years ago. We had some flooding about 30 years ago, and there were some riots about 50 years ago, but nothing on this scale. You can't come up with words. War zone gets used, unbelievable, catastrophic. They don't really do it justice. You guys have been here, and you guys have been coming here for a long time, and you kind of traverse the community. The community that's behind Augusta National is called the Hill Section, and I won't bore everybody with a long story. But back when the downtown area burned around the turn of the century, the Hill Section were the vacation homes of the people that lived downtown. So when downtown burned, all of those people went to their vacation homes on the hill, and they stayed. And it's old 100-year-old homes and 100-year-old trees in those yards. You would not believe what it looks like. Again, we talk a lot here in the city about North Carolina and Asheville and what they've gone through, and the death toll up there much higher than the death toll here, but the damage that we see here is no one has ever seen it. It's the worst thing that's happened weather-wise in this town probably in its history.
What's interesting is that my daughter used to live in Panama City, Florida, her and her husband and some of our grandsons, and a few years back, they had a Category 5 that went through there. And I can remember going into Panama City with my wife and seeing trees down and trees in houses and roofs collapsed and businesses boarded up and all that kind of thing. How big was the storm when it hit you guys? I know it was a Category 4 when it hit Florida, but how big was it when it hit you guys?
Bob, it was transitioning from a Category 1 to a tropical depression. So Bushfield
still heavy winds. Yeah,
Bushfield registered a gust at 82 miles an hour. Ooh, and wow. We sort of got a double whammy. We sort of got hit on the east side, and then as it took its left to go west to Atlanta, we got hit again sort of by the tail end of it. You mentioned Panama City. I was sitting in the driveway in my car, which is now where I watch television all the time. And there was some workers. We thought there may have been some light, no pun intended, at the end of our tunnel. And one of the workers was walking by me, and I'm like, excuse me, sir. I didn't say that. I said, hey, how close are we? He just shook his head. And I said, where are you from? He said, Panama City. And I said, so you see this all the time. And his quote back to me, Bob, was, not like this.
Yeah.
We are not built for it. Yeah. I grew up on the coast. I grew up in Norfolk, Virginia. I grew up on the beach. And I don't know that they build for this sort of thing on the beaches. I don't know if they built for this sort of thing on the beaches in the 50s and 60s and 70s. But we're not supposed to see a Category 1 hurricane this far inland. We're not we're not prepared for that. We're not prepared for any sort of weather calamity. But a Category 1 hurricane? No, we're not. That we won't, as we've learned, we won't survive that.
John Patrick joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So, John, what is it like right now for daily residents? What are they still battling? Power, supplies, you know, just everyday conveniences.
It's all of that stuff, you know, day by day, incrementally, it's getting better. More places are opening. More restaurants are opening. There was a difficult situation the first couple of days for people gassing up the cars or gassing, you know, getting gas for their generators. That seems to have eased. The supply in grocery stores seems to be getting better. We're still hearing about 40% of Richmond County. Augusta is in Richmond County. It's suburban county. It's Columbia County. About 40% of Richmond County and still don't have power. And about that much don't have water. We in Richmond, Columbia County have had to boil water, and I would have loved to have boiled water if I had electricity to do so.
Yeah.
It's so much better, Brian, than it was Monday, and hopefully, you know, next Monday it'll be that much better. You know, we've talked on the air as people who are on the radio dealing with this. How do we know it's better? When do we know it's better? And we have to be careful. All of us on the air have to be careful. And just because we get our power restored doesn't mean it's better. It's better for us, but it's not necessarily better. So it's still an issue. There are many communities that go through this, as Bob, as you mentioned, Florida and the coastal communities, and whether it's, you know, Charleston or somewhere like that, you know, they live with this. We don't live with this.
I think that's the thing I'm hearing is it's what, you know, not being something that hits that catastrophic that isn't, you're not built for and prepared for is can really, really cause the devastation. John Patrick joining us from Augusta, certainly wishing you and all the residents the best there. Turning over to Augusta National, I've seen some pictures. What are you hearing? Obviously, the chairman came out and made a nice statement, and they're supporting the community efforts as well, which was lovely to hear. But what are we seeing, and what are you hearing about Augusta National, and what kind of potential, you know, damage was done to that golf course?
Well, the word that keeps coming up about the condition out there is transformational.
Mm.
Now, Thursday night, the night before the storm really hit, a buddy of mine went out to gas up his wife's car, and Ray's Creek, everyone's familiar with Ray's Creek in front of 12 and 11 and things like that, but Ray's Creek runs off the property. And he went to gas up his wife's car, and he said Ray's Creek was raging Thursday night. So everybody thinks about the wind and the downed trees, but what we don't know, did Ray's Creek rise? Did we lose 12? Did we lose 11 greens? What we don't know. If people have, you know, who care, maybe have seen the drone footage of Magnolia Lane, but you guys have been there. Those are those are very tall, thin pines. You know, I'm going down the hill section, looking at 100-year-old oaks, you know, on their side getting pulled out of the concrete. My golf club, you know, is saying we lost 1,000 trees. So
1,000. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that number kind of hard to believe, but okay. I know Palmetto lost 600 trees. So you can only imagine. And again, the word I keep hearing is transformational. I know the chairman came out and said, we're going to have the Masters. We're going to have it on the dates. And, you know, we know because we're there on the campus every year, the links they go to make it look like nothing has happened or nothing has changed. I don't know that even they can do that.
You know, it was interesting. A few years back, I remember being there with my dad, and back up behind, I think it was 16T, they have like a concession in a lavatory area, restrooms and that kind of thing. And a tree fell down, and it fell through one of the buildings. And we came back the next day and the building was there and the tree was gone. That's what they do there, and how they get things done that quickly.
It is what they do, Bob. And and with that in mind, you know, they don't. It's difficult. It's not to say that they lie. It's not to say that they obfuscate the truth. But you know, when the ice storm happened 10 years ago, I still believe they could have put a tree on 17, and no one would have ever known the difference.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They didn't. They said we lost Ike's tree. So, you know, I don't know to what extent they will do to replant or to refurbish or to make it look like nothing ever happened. Or will they say it happened? You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I do think they draw a distinction between the beauty of the property and the playability of the golf course. If something has happened that has impacted the play of the golf course, they're going to probably pay attention to that. They may not pay as much attention to, oh man, I always liked that tree to the left of 14 or whatever it might be. You know, they may not pay attention to that.
But if it affects the playability, to your point,
I think if it affects the playability, yes, they will do that. Although, again, they never replanted a tree on 17, and we've just, you know, lived for 10 years with a different looking 17th hole.
Yeah.
So, you know, the transparency that has come up in the last, and those of us who have been out there for a long time, like you guys, the transparency with Billy Payne and now Fred Ridley has been refreshing and different, and they keep getting tested on the transparency because, as the chairman said over in Asia, you know, he didn't give us a whole lot. You know, he just kind of said, yes, it's, you know, they're assessing it, and we're going to hold the Masters, and it's going to be at those dates.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fred Ridley came out, and he said, we have a lot of people working hard to get us back up and running, and he said, we'll be back in business sooner than later, which is...
Yeah, you know, technically we're 10 days, 2 weeks from opening for the season. I don't know if they're going to do that.
Interesting.
So all of the tweets that were going around, imagine the enthusiasm or the excitement around, hey, you've got a tee time today at Augusta National, and then, oops, it's the wrong day. So that they technically hadn't even opened yet.
No, they don't open. They'll open in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think the opening weekend party is the, like, whatever, the 19th, something like that.
Yeah, 18th, 19th, yeah.
Well, then we can look forward to all the members posting on their social accounts the pictures and videos of the golf course, right?
Yeah. Let me send some of those to me.
Oh.
And you know, guys, since the ice storm, when photos emerged of the damage on Magnolia Lane, since the ice storm, the main gate, and some people have never seen the main gate, but the main gate now is blocked in that green cover once they close. The front sign is taken off the pole, and that main gate is blocked. Because back when the ice storm, they never used to, it was just always an open gate, and you could look down Magnolia Lane. And since the ice storm damage, when they're closed, you cannot look down Magnolia Lane.
Mm. All right. Well, we wish you the best. Thanks for the insights. And, just I hope you get some power on. What you were saying, it was 86 when you went to bed. That's miserable. Sorry, brother.
It's not pleasant, boys. And by the way, there's way too much talk time between Lisa and I. It's gotten to be, okay, I'm about done with all the talking time.
You don't have anything, you have no power, so you don't have any other things to distract you. Is that what you're saying?
Those are your words, Brian.
That's okay. You're the best, John. Take care, man. Hang in there. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. John Patrick, host of the Augusta Golf Show. Really good friend. And, certainly wish him and all the residents out there at Augusta the very best as they recover from this disastrous storm. We'll take a break. More Real Golf Radio continues next.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the car that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show, Brian and Bob. Thanks for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Thanks again to John Patrick. And again, wishing everybody that is struggling and suffering with that all the best. No power, 86 degrees. I don't even know if I could sleep, Bob. He said it's not fun. I think that was a general term for that's miserable.
Yeah.
Think about it.
You know, on some of those golf courses, he talked about 1,000 trees, 600 trees, and stuff like that. And that's just on golf courses. That's not in area where people live.
Yeah, people's yards.
Yeah, yards. And to see that stuff, I mean, it's crazy. I can remember. And the thing is, not only is a tree falling, okay, but what happens is when the winds come through, they take all the foliage off the tree, and then the tree falls. So it looks like, it just looks like Armageddon. I mean, it looks like burnt up trees and stuff like that, because there's nothing green about them anymore, nothing living about them anymore. And it's crazy to see them go into cars and, you know, and roofs on houses and, you know, laying across yards and that kind of thing. I can remember our daughter's home. They didn't have anything that fell on them, but there were houses all around them that like the second story of their of the house was torn off, or a tree fell through the main part of the house and stuff, and people had to go down to the studs or to redo their whole homes. And that's probably what's going to have to happen in Augusta in some of these places.
Well, you start thinking about, you know, our own situation, and the thing I took away from that is they weren't prepared for that.
Yeah.
And so I think we often, you know, look at everything that's going on and say, well, we don't get hurricanes in Utah, or we don't get, you know, earthquakes in Utah. Well, the fact is, we do get earthquakes in Utah, and we've talked about that for a long time in our state. But, you know, you kind of think about you know, the preparedness aspect of it. Everything's clipping along until all of a sudden you don't have the necessities that you take for granted. And I don't want to go down this road. You know, we are talking golf here, but it's it is something that kind of causes you to stop and reflect, and certainly wishing all the best for everybody that's affected by that. But
John Patrick just texted me and he said, "We have power."
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. So that's
AC
good news.
AC gets to go on.
Did you hear what he was saying? He would sit in the driveway to watch TV on his phone.
Yes.
Because he could charge his phone in the car and he'd had air conditioning.
Yeah.
Well, there's that. So, hey, back to the President's Cup. We kind of talked about Keegan Bradley. You brought him up and the challenge that he's going to have at Bethpage is captaining the U.S. team. First of all, how fun was Keegan Bradley to watch? Oh. In competition. I mean, that guy just, you know, he just loves the competition. He lives for it. It's like he's a little kid out there, and it's infectious. And so this was the thing that I pointed to when I suggested that he probably gets the nod as the captain. And now you have to really sit back and say, hey, maybe they did him a bit of a disservice. This is a guy that perhaps should be playing for Team USA and helping to rally the troops against Europe in the Ryder Cup rather than taking on that captainship.
I don't think so. Okay. I think he is going to be a phenomenal captain. He was supposed to be a vice captain for the President's Cup, and that would help him transition into that Ryder Cup captaincy. But because he made the team and was in that, you know, captain's pick area, and he played extremely well coming down the stretch with the PGA Tour, I think what's really cool is they allowed him to play. So he could see it from the player standpoint. The players could see it from a player standpoint and say, man, this guy can play. He's going to be a great captain to play for. And he learned a lot. I'll guarantee you he was involved. And maybe just on periphery, the fly on the wall, so to speak. But he was involved to be able to see what goes into all of everything that they do as far as picking pairings and the data and everything. And then he'll be able to translate that into a Ryder Cup captain. I'm excited to see him as a Ryder Cup captain and the passion he has for this type of competition.
He went 2-1 as a player.
Yeah.
He said many times afterwards that he learned so much from Jim and Tabitha and that he was going to take a lot of what they did, seeing how a team room, you know, is different. Because remember, it was, what, 2012, the last time he played on one of these things, maybe? Mm-hmm. It's been a minute.
10 years.
So he, you know, seeing how things have changed and evolved and being in there and what they've done. You know, the interesting thing is from a captain standpoint, what makes a successful captain was, where is he a failure? And Jim Furyk is the best captain ever. Jim Furyk he was on the wrong side of things over in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, got a lot of criticism. But he, I couldn't help but think in some of his comments that he was, the difference, if I can say this right, the difference in Jim's experience as a captain this time versus last time had to do with some of the characters that he didn't have this time on the team. And I'm thinking straight at Patrick Reed. I mean, you know, that was a big deal. Reed was throwing a tantrum the whole time because he couldn't play with Jordan Spieth because Jordan wanted to play with Justin Thomas and, you know, that whole thing, and threw Jim under the bus on his way out the door and all those kind of things. I just, you know, it feels like, and what Keegan Bradley said so much afterwards is that these guys just love each other. They're super good friends. They want to beat each other inside the ropes, but when they come out of it, they genuinely really like it. And he said, I regret thinking that during my career that everybody I played against was my enemy. And he said, I regret that now. I see how these guys have been able to be competitive, but still forge friendships and bonds with these guys that I didn't when I was playing in my career. That was Keegan talking, right?
Yeah.
And so when I think about that, I'm like, that isn't that what we've always suggested that has been the superpower for Team Europe? Is they've found a way to have this camaraderie? Seems like this young group of Americans have found that camaraderie.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully that continues on, and we see a bunch of these guys that are on this team. We'll see a bunch of them. But a bunch of these guys that are on this team that transition over into the Ryder Cup team, and how they're going to be able to be on these teams for quite a while going forward. I'm excited about what they were able to accomplish and how they were able to play, and that they were able to have a session where they whitewashed Mike's team, and then conversely how the internationals had a session where they whitewashed our team and really made them stand up and look and say, okay, man, guys, we got to get going. And they did. They did on Saturday, and they played extremely well on Sunday as well. So yeah, it's going to be fun to see, and we've said this before, it's going to be fun to see this nucleus of young guys continue to play year after year in Ryder Cups and Presidents Cups.
And yet the nucleus wasn't even necessarily there. Live happened, split a bunch of the guys off from Wisconsin right. to Italy. And then now it's a little bit of a different scenario. And this same group, the same camaraderie that we applaud right now was sort of, that was the criticism coming out of the Ryder Cup. Well, they just had a good old boys club here. They didn't get the right players. They're just buddies. But you can't take buddies to a battle, blah, 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 right? I mean, so it is a funny thing. And I don't know what it is about this, the Ryder Cup. But I fully expect Team USA to have a battle on their hands in New York. I fully expect Team USA to come out on top. I just think the home course advantage is so strong in Ryder Cups. And, Tom Kim and some of the internationals were begging for that kind of same support up in Canada. I just don't know that there is the venom, if you will, the intensity in rooting interest in the President's Cup like there is in the Ryder Cup. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see. Let me ask you this. Keegan Bradley, everybody's like, what a great story. Keegan Bradley makes the winning, he gets the winning point. He didn't make the winning putt. He could have, but he missed.
Yeah.
But he ended up, Siwoo missed on the 18th, and he ended up being the winning point to clinch the cup. It's a great story. Actually, I really loved it. But as I sit back on it, they're interviewing him afterwards. Hey, Keegan, you were the cup clincher. Does the cup clincher get too much credit? Because he wouldn't have been the cup clincher if the guys ahead of him hadn't won their matches.
Right.
So
right.
I just always think in a team competition, does the cup clincher get a little too much credit?
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. And if you ask the guys, they'll say that, they win as a team, they lose as a team. It doesn't come down to one guy. It's not like, shooting a three-pointer and making it at the buzzer to win the game.
That's what I was thinking. Because if you make a game-winning shot in basketball, it's noteworthy.
Yes,
even though absolutely. It wouldn't have mattered if the guy on your team hadn't made the two free throws on the previous possession to even give you a chance to make the game winning shot, because these matches, we're not operating within a clock, right?
Right.
So not everybody's on the playing field, if you will, at the same time. And so, look, if Bradley didn't do it, then somebody behind him, might have done it, right? Or would have done it eventually. So
exactly. We were talking about the Ryder Cup just a second ago. I just pulled up the Ryder Cup rankings right now, and you've got Xander and Scotty. You got Bryson DeChambeau, Colin Morikawa, Brian Harman, and Billy Horschel as the top six guys right now. That's going to fluctuate a lot. Wyndham Clark at 7, Patrick Cantlay at 8, Russell Henley at 9, Tony Finau at 10, Sahith Theegala at 11, and Max Homa at 12. And those numbers will fluctuate a lot in this next coming year as we start to go towards the Ryder Cup next September. But that's kind of what it looks like right now. And there's a lot of the same guys in the mix.
I would like to go through that list that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And based off of what we just witnessed in the President's Cup, which one of those guys, who of those players are you buying or who are you selling right now if we were talking stocks? So, your first two are rock solid, right? You're taking Schauffele and Scheffler. Yeah. I mean, those guys were, you can't, both those.
Bryson's not going to go anywhere either. He's got a 4 million point lead on Colin Morikawa at number four.
4 million?
Well, 4,000 point. Oh, okay. Sorry,
I was gonna say that's a lot of points.
Yeah, there's a decimal point there, so 4,000 point lead.
Hey, that decimal is the only thing keeping me from being a millionaire, Bob. I just want you to know that.
That's right. And a couple of zeros.
There's lots of zeros. It just depends on where you stick that decimal. That's all that matters.
Yeah. So, but when you look at that, Colin Morikawa is at almost 2,500 points. Bryson DeChambeau is almost 7,000 points.
Okay, so our top four again is Schauffele, Scheffler.
Schauffele, Scheffler, DeChambeau, and Morikawa.
I mean, I'm riding that foursome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm all in on that foursome. Okay, yep. All right, and then who's five?
Five is Brian Harman.
Okay, I'm not riding Brian Harman anymore.
No.
Harman
went
0-3. Yep. I know he's got the claret jug. You can't take it away from him. No disrespect.
But that was 2 years ago.
Bethpage is a big boy golf course. I'm not in on Brian Harman for Bethpage. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, and then number six is Billy Horschel. He actually moved up 14 points.
He hasn't even played spots on one of these Ryder Cup teams, has he?
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, and he got snubbed the year he was won the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup, right?
That's correct.
So that's going to be an interesting one. He's having a little bit of a career resurgence. He is a fiery guy.
Yep.
He might be an interesting one. I'll say I'm gonna check on him. I'll check on him right now. So okay, who's six?
Number that was Horschel was number six. Okay. Number seven is Wyndham Clark.
Oh, Wyndham's gonna have to show me something. He went 1-2-1, picked up a point and a half. I want to like Wyndham Clark a lot. Right now I'm gonna put a check on Wyndham, but he's slipping into my sell category. Okay.
Yeah. Then you got Patrick Cantlay at number eight.
While I'm not a particular fan of Cantlay's play
or his antics.
Huh? No.
Or his antics.
Yeah, he's 4-1. He wore the hat. The fact that was a story is crazy, but
I know.
Cantlay's probably in. I'm probably buying Cantlay for the Ryder Cup. Okay,
number nine is Russell Henley.
He turned my head. We'll see. Next.
And number 10 is Tony Finau.
Tony's got to step up the putter game. I mean, that's definitely something that we need to see. Feels like putting is more critical in the Ryder Cup because those matches, when the matches are closer, the putter is more important. So anyway, we'll talk more about that. Plus, we're going to break down Black Desert, get you ready for that championship next week. Stay tuned. Hour number two, the back nine, including the caddies next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. College football rankings this week have been nothing but exciting as Alabama reclaimed their number one spot after beating Georgia in that high-scoring game. In the top 10, Michigan sits at number 10, Missouri at number 9, Miami at number 8, Penn State moving up two spots, 4-0 at number 7, Oregon number 6, Georgia moving down those three spots at number 5, Tennessee number 4, Ohio State staying the same at number 3, Texas at number 2, and Alabama Roll Tide at number 1. WNBA semifinal action. The Minnesota Lynx are tied in their series with the Connecticut Sun, both teams looking to pull away with a win. The New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces also face off in their semifinal action. The Liberty currently winning their series 2-0. Can the Aces come back, or will the Liberty put this one away and move on to the finals? Thursday night football was a very interesting one and ended in an overtime win for the Atlanta Falcons as Kirk Cousins threw for 509 yards, leading a franchise record. That's your Sports Shorts from Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
It's finally starting to actually feel like fall outside. So you know what that means. Time to get to Kohl's for cozy, comfy, and cute outfits. With their friends and family sale, I saved 20% on everyday styles that I can't wait to wear all fall long. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. But don't take my word for it. Get to Kohl's and discover fall faves for yourself. Select styles. Offers end October 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. As many of you know, Dikembe Mutombo lost his 2-year battle to brain cancer this past Monday at the too young age of 58. Mutombo was one of the better defensive players of his era, winning the league Defensive Player of the Year 4 times. And he was a fly swatter. He blocked 3,289 shots, second most in NBA history, while suiting up for the Nuggets, Hawks, 76ers, Nets, Knicks, and Rockets. He was a member of the NBA All-Rookie Team. He was also an 8-time NBA All-Star, and while in college, he was a 2-time Big East Defensive Player of the Year, and had his number 55 jersey raised to the rafters in Atlanta and Denver. Prior to his NBA accomplishments, he attended Georgetown University. His original intent was to become a doctor, but legendary coach John Thompson recruited him to play basketball, and he starred on 3 editions of the Hoyas, teaming with defensive star Alonzo Mourning. In 1991, he would earn his degree from Georgetown University in linguistics and diplomacy. And after his successful NBA career, he'd pick up that diplomacy torch and walk the walk. He dedicated his life to charitable health care events back in his native Democratic Republic of Congo, including the opening of the Biamba Marie Muntumbo Hospital's intensive care unit, with 150 beds immediately available for those needing treatment. His goal was to fight the mortality rate, to help people in his land live longer. Unfortunately for Muntumbo, he couldn't help himself. He developed a brain tumor 2 years ago, and again passed this Monday surrounded by his family. He never forgot his roots, and for that and his huge heart, he truly earns the title of hero. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome in to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. We are pumped here as the PGA Tour is on our doorstep, coming to the state of Utah for the first time in 60 years. They will be playing the Black Desert Championship in St. George. Ivins, to be exact, but it's the greater St. George area. The new Black Desert Resort golf course designed by the great late Tom Weisskopf, his 73rd and final design. We're going to give you the full preview of that coming up later this hour. Also, America's favorite caddy is going to stop by. It's always good to visit with the caddy and hear his stories and what he thinks. And he's been spending some time at Black Desert over the last week and then on to Las Vegas getting the books ready for the players as the FedEx Cup Fall rolls for a little two-step in the desert from St. George to Vegas. And for those of you that don't know, it's just about a two-hour drive between the two locations. So, you know, look, as far as FedEx goes, Fall Series goes, this is the closest two-step you're going to have, and expecting a good field and excited to see what these players are able to do. And let's not forget, it's the fall, but there's a lot riding on it. Top 10 in the fall, get into the first two signature events for next season. And of course, if you win at Black Desert, guess what? You punched your ticket to Augusta. You're playing in the Masters.
Yeah. And it's going to be so exciting to be down there next week and be able to see everything that's going on and have the tour players in, you know, Black Desert Resort, the golf course, par 71, 7,371 yards is what they're saying. And it'll be fun to see what these guys are able to do on this golf course and see how they're going to play it.
Well, we're going to give a full breakdown of that coming up this hour. Also wanted to mention more on the President's Cup. And do you think that the cup-clinching player gets too much notoriety for clinching the cup? It's just not the same. Bob, you hit it right on the head in hour one. It's not the same as hitting a game-winning three-pointer in basketball, for instance.
Or kicking a field goal. Or, you know, whatever. Right on, in the last second. You know, it's not the same.
If Siwoo Kim made his putt, then it would have been hugs around and we'd wait for the next guy to come up, right?
Yep.
But you got to go. Look, if they put you out first, Xander Schauffele, you get out there, you're going to win your match. You're going to set the tone. You're not winning. You're not clinching the cup. But that doesn't lessen your role. It doesn't minimize your position. You got to have the guys in front of you win if you're going to be the guy to clinch the cup. It's just kind of an interesting thing. Nevertheless, congrats to Keegan Bradley. Love to see it. The guy's awesome. Stay tuned. The back nine continues next.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
It's finally starting to actually feel like fall outside. So you know what that means. Time to get to Kohl's for cozy, comfy, and cute outfits. With their friends and family sale, I saved 20% on everyday styles that I can't wait to wear all fall long. Plus, iron Kohl's cash. But don't take my word for it. Get to Kohl's and discover fall faves for yourself. Select styles. Offers end October 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, no. Wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back in. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Be sure to check out BlackDesertEvents.com for last-minute ticket opportunities, VIP as well. BlackDesertEvents.com, that's where you can get your tickets and find out all the information about next week's Black Desert Championship at Black Desert Resort, BlackDesertResort.com. Bob, let's just take a minute. We're going to jump into this with the caddy as well. But just to kind of preview Black Desert, because a lot of people are going to be seeing this for the first time. It's going to look great on television. First of all, St. George, what you need to know about St. George is Utah's got a separate little climate. Yes, Utah is one of the ski capitals of the world. There's no doubt about it. We have world-class skiing, like 9 resorts within 30 minutes of the airport. It's unbelievable. The most convenient, amazing skiing to go with the greatest snow on earth that you could find, you know, proximity-wise without your own helicopter. So I'm down on that. I love to ski, grew up skiing. But what you have to understand with the golf is about a 4-hour drive from Salt Lake City down to St. George is this little desert climate. And it's about 10 degrees cooler than what you would find in Las Vegas, which is great in the summer. That's a little cooler than in the wintertime, but you have about 360 days of sunshine down there. And there is some tremendous golf courses. You know, the Coral Canyons and the Sand Hollows and the Green Springs and Sunbrooks and all the city courses. I mean, they've been around for a long time and they've been awesome. And then you have Copper Rock that came in and it hosted an Epson Tour event. And then Black Desert builds right next to Entrada, which is the premier private club down there. It was originally a Johnny Miller design, and then David McClay Kidd came in and did a redesign of it a few years ago. And right next to that is Tom Weisskopf came in with the Reef Capital Group and put together a design on a golf course that weaves through ancient lava fields at the base of Snow Canyon. And there's these beautiful big red rock mountains surrounding this black lava, which now is, you know, dissected with green fairways, white sand, and green greens. Like, it is such a spectacular thing. Phil Smith, who designed it with Tom Weisskopf, said it's the perfect combination of Sedona, Arizona, and Kona, Hawaii. Of course, right. Kona for the black lava, Sedona for the red hills, and it all comes together in just a stunning visual display and a tremendous layout. You know, we've had a chance to play Tom Weisskopf design golf courses. I love Weisskopf design. You know, Forest Dunes in Michigan is one of my favorites that he did. He's you know, obviously he did a lot of work on TPC in Phoenix and a lot of courses. You know, he's, like I said, 73. And yeah. While we are certainly miss having Tom here, wish he could have seen this all come to fruition as he passed away from cancer in the middle of all of this, but did a phenomenal job and really left us with a great legacy. So what are the players going to experience when they come to Black Desert? Well, it's, you know, the elevation's what, Bob, about 1,500 feet probably right there?
Correct. Yeah, and correct. And 1,500 feet will give you a little bit more distance on, you know, your shots. You know, anytime you get a little bit more elevation, then you have to take account to it. You know, the guys played up in Colorado this year, and they really had to scrutinize what they were hitting as far as, because those guys are mile high, but this is 1,500 feet, and they'll get some boost from it.
Yeah, they'll get a little bit of that, and the weather's going to be warm. It's going to be in the mid to low 90s. It's going to start out with lows in the about 60 degrees. It's going to be absolutely pleasant. Doesn't look like there's going to be wind. And that's a big thing, too. If you get some afternoon winds coming up, which tend to happen, that yeah. definitely will affect scoring. So let's talk about this. You said they're playing it as a par 71. That's because the 13th hole is a par 5 for resort guests. They'll play that as a par 4 for the tour. It's a 519-yard par 4. And what's interesting about that one, it's the most photographed hole. When I take people out there, that's the one everyone wants to get a picture, because you're looking straight back up into Snow Canyon with the red hills. You're also, you've got two water features that you can look at, a stream that comes across, and then ponds down the left side, lava fields flanking the right-hand side to frame that fairway in. And so I'll be interesting to see. I don't think you're going to see guys take driver over the top of the creek and try to cover the pond.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could hit a 3-wood. Some people will hit drivers down there to that, to right up short of the creek, and they're only going to have probably a 9 or an 8-iron at the most in. Probably a 9-iron.
Okay.
And so I'm just not sure that the risk-reward is there. If you, what do you gain? You're going to hit a lob wedge in if you try to take on the water, but if you miss, you're wet. So I just don't see that. So I do think that guys will probably hit through. But let's start with number one. It's a great hole, 493 yards, par 4. It's ranked as the number 9 handicap hole. I think for a lot of players, it feels a little bit tougher than that. It's a slight, I don't know if you'd call it a dogleg, Bob. If it goes straight away to a bunker complex, and then you've got some desert that blocks your view of the green. So it almost like snakes around to the left of the bunker complex and then turns back to the right out to the green. So you could probably call it slightly a dogleg, but it's pretty much a straight hole.
Slight dogleg, right.
Yeah. And then what's cool about this is when you go into the green, it's an infinity style green. And so it sets up for a nice shot. You've got a big false front here. So putting anything on the front of the green, you've got to be careful not to suck it back or it'll come right off that green. Number two is a short pole. It's 418 from the back tees, which doesn't sound short, but it plays effectively short. It's a straight dogleg right. You've got to play it out short of the bunkers, and then you've got a nice shot into, again, a slope green, a false front off the left side, and that's a shared green with the eighth hole, par three, coming back the other way. So that's a nice feature. The third hole is a par 3 that was taken off of the inspiration from Riviera, the 8th hole at Riviera, where it's got a bunker in the middle of the green. It's a downhill 196-yard hole, and it's, you know, again, depending on big backstop in the back, so you've got some play, but it wouldn't be surprised to see some guys chipping it on this green if they find that bunker to be in their way. The fourth hole is the number one handicap. It's 490 from the back tees. You got to take on a little bit of the lava. My guess is, and we'll talk to the caddy about this as well, but guys will probably lay it up in the saddle, which is kind of right in the middle, and they'll hit probably a 7 or 8 iron, you know, unless they take on and bomb it way over the top. Then there's a downslope that you'll take advantage of, which will set you up to a wedge coming into that hole. Number 5 and number 14 are the two drivable par 4s that Weisskopf designed. He's famous and notable for his drivable par 4s, and this one is going to play 350 from the tournament tees. It plays up to 281 from the Weisskopf or the blue tees, so if you're out there playing it, it's certainly one that you can give it a go. It's lava left and lava right. And it's dead
that's
long.
That's going to be interesting.
Yes.
So how are they playing the lava then, as far as the golf course is concerned? Is it going to be native area and desert and that kind of thing, or is it going to be hazard? How are they going
to
play it?
As a resort guest, you play it as a hazard to keep play moving, right? You just drop it like you would if it was staked. My understanding is it's through the green, so it would be a lost ball for the tour guys. But I haven't seen the definitive answer on that.
Yeah, yeah. And what's the width, or what are the widths of fairways and at the generous portions of each hole?
Yeah, I think you're going to see that these are wider than average fairways for the tour.
So there's plenty of room.
I think it's pretty generous. Again, there's some angles and places where you're probably not going to be able to be, you know, super aggressive unless you want to take that on. And it just, you know, I think the golf course gives you plenty of green grass to hit onto without having to take on the lava. But if you do, that's what I love about it. There's some risk reward. You can get up a little closer, but you also bring the desert into play. And with it being a through the green penalty, I think that's going to be something for those players to consider.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. So 5, we'll see if they drive that. That'll be fun. Now, keep in mind, from a spectator standpoint, you won't be able to go down holes 4, 5, 6, and 7. You'll see them tee off 4. You'll see them come back to 7 green. There's a nice viewing platform there, but due to the construction that's ongoing in the residences down there, there's just not room for spectators on those holes. So you'll be able to watch that on TV, and they'll have a viewing platform there as well for you with some monitors. So when you're on TV, if you get to see those holes, that'll be kind of a cool thing. But 6 is a really good 446-yard par 4. I think one of the toughest greens, a little bit elevated. You got water on the left and right off the tee. 7 is a bit of a unique hole, one of the more characteristic. It's the first par 5 the players will see. It's 592 downhill with a dogleg left coming back up the hill. And I would expect players will get there in 2, and I think you're going to see eagles and birdies on 7. 8 is a short par 3. Most of the par 3s are short holes. 156 is all it plays from the back tees. And this is that shared green with number 2. It's a fairly small target, but I think these guys will enjoy that one. It's looking back towards Snow Canyon. And then number 9 is the second par 5 on the front, 588 yards. This one is a real risk-reward second shot. I mean, they're going to bomb it up there, but they're going to be hitting a mid to long iron into this thing. Some of the shorter hitters might be hitting hybrids and fairway woods, and there is no room for error. The desert comes in more than you can see on the right-hand side. It's a narrow little strip up to the green, so if you miss, it's probably bringing double bogey into play. Certainly bogey for these guys. The back 9, we turn, go to number 10, which, by the way, we'll use the same tee as number 1. And number 10 is a short, it's a birdie hole, it's 400 yards. These guys will hit a driver, 3-wood, whatever they want to hit up in there, and they'll hit a wedge on. Depends on pin placement, but I think they'll eat that up. Number 11's got some character, 532 par 4, and it's 3+ to get to that hill. If you don't get down the hill, then you're going to find yourself with a mid to long iron in. If you get down the hill, you're hitting wedge with a water feature short, bunkers surrounding this one. Really, really cool hole. Producer's telling me we're out of time. We got to take a short break. I'll come back and hit the rest of this on the other side. Little Black Desert Championship preview right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-585 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, previewing next week's Black Desert Championship in St. George, Utah. FedEx Cup Fall Series rolls to Utah for a PGA Tour event for the first time in 60 years. We're very excited to welcome them back. And a brand new golf course, Tom Weisskopf design, just opened up a couple years ago, and actually a full year, a little over a year, maybe a year and a half ago when it's fully been open. So, this is tremendous progress. The resort's going to be phenomenal, but still so much to get done. We just previewed the front nine, which in my opinion is a couple shots tougher than the back nine. And we started off with 10, I think, is a birdie hole. 11, depending on if you get down that hill. It's a pretty interesting hole. It actually tees off from behind the road. And like I said, you got to get 3+ if you're going to get down that hill. And if you do, you'll find that the slope will take it down and you'll have a nice little wedge in. That green has got a little water feature to the right. It's got bunkers surrounding the backside of it and lava beyond that and a little hillside slope to the left. Again, a very fast and small green on that one. I think that one, that's the number two handicap, which makes sense for me. It certainly is. But if you're playing it as a resort guest, play the appropriate tee so you can get down the hill. You'll enjoy it a lot more.
Mentioned something about the greens and the fastness and everything. What are the greens like? What are these guys going to see as far as the tour players are concerned, as far as speeds and that kind of thing?
They're going to be fast. I would expect they'll be 12, 13. They're very, very fast. That's kind of the signature of what Black Desert has. You're going to have fast greens that's got some gentle sloping to them. You know, I wouldn't say they're over the top. There's definitely a few places where you've got, like I said, some false fronts and things like that where, you know, if you put some pins in some places, you're going to have to think about what you're doing. But I think the players will love the greens. I think they're going to roll fantastic. They're bent grass, and they should be absolutely perfect. They're just, you know, there's a few places where you've got greens that have swells in them and things where you can play off of them, right? And I'll talk about some of those coming up here. Okay. Like 12, we were just talking about 12, a 470-yard par 4. This one, you know, you've got bunkers down the right, which the players can carry easily, and I think they'll just take it right over the top of that. Caddy thinks they'll lay up short of, there's a little kind of a wall of lava that comes in the left side. He thinks they'll lay up short of that. I'll be surprised. I think they can take that on and get past it, and they're going to have a short iron in. But this is a tough green. You've got, you know, a big backstop in the back of the green with a little plateau, and then another little dip down off to the right and the left. And so it's segmented into kind of sort of three main areas. So depending on where the pin is, you know, you're going to be able to use a backstop and bring it in, you know, that kind of thing. And then it's got just a slight false front, not much of a slope off the false front like some of the others. 13, again, scenic hole, par 4. Also a big green. This is one where it's got actually behind the green, it's got some mowed down fairway kind of grass where you could play it long and bring it in if it's a back pin. You've got bunker fronting, you know, some pretty good bunker complex fronting the front of the green, front right of the green, where they'll undoubtedly tuck a pin up there. And then you've got a little, from that shelf, it drops off to the bottom. So that'll be fun to watch how guys navigate 13. 14 is going to be interesting. It's only 326 yards from the back. So the second drivable par 4. And what makes this one unique is you can't really see the green. You can only see the front edge of the green from the tee. And you know it's behind. There's a bunker and then a little hillside. And so you know you got to hit it up over the bunker and up over the hillside. And then it's a little bit of a bowl area where if you hit it anywhere in there, it's going to roll onto the green. So it's going to be fun to see these guys. I mean, I don't know, Bob, if they're coming in at 326, are they hitting driver? Is that 3-wood for these guys?
No, it's probably... The majority of the guys will be hitting probably a 3-wood. You know, some of the standard hitters or the shorter hitters will be hitting drivers, but for the most part, I think guys that that you know can get it out past 300 and stuff like that will probably hit those 3-woods.
The other play to it is you've got a bunker complex on the far end of the hole. It plays as a dogleg right, if you will. It's basically a straight hole to the bunker, and then the green is directly to the right of that. So you could certainly bust an iron out there if you wanted to, and then just hit a wedge on, play it as a two-shotter. I think it'll be fun to see if guys go for this one. That'll be an exciting spot. I think they will. I think they can eat it up.
Yeah, they will.
15 is the longest of the par threes at 202 yards. This is one where you're kind of, you've come up on the top. You're a little bit exposed a little bit more. I've noticed if there is any kind of breeze, 15 is one that you kind of feel it. There's a great little viewing grandstand area to the right there of 15. This is a green where it's an infinity green. It looks like it drops off the world behind it, and it kind of does. But this is a good par three. These guys will, I mean, what, 202 yards, Bob? They're hitting 7 irons probably.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so, probably right.
You know, for me, I'm hitting a 5-iron, they're hitting 7-irons. 16's a great hole. One of the signature holes on the golf course, without a doubt. 508 yards from the back tees, and it is a par 4. You've got, again, wide open. It's bomber paradise. It's wide open. If you get it up the right side a little too much, you could run out into some lava, but for the most part, I think the guys will split the middle on this thing. It's a second shot hole. Giant bunker complex kind of guarding the right and most of the green. And then you've got this little sort of bean-shaped skinny green that also has some fall-off areas to the back. And then a giant grandstand behind this. So this is the big grandstand that the VIP, the Greater Zion Club, they're calling it. This is it's a triple-decker grandstand right behind the 16th green. And then right behind that is the 17th tee and the par 3 17th. And so that'll be a really cool, exciting. On the fairway right side of 16 is the Fan Village, merchandise and food and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a cool place to hang out. There'll be a lot of action there on 16, and then you can turn around and watch them. 17 is the short little par 3. It's only 150 yards back there. It's a postage stamp sort of inspired, you know, setup that Weisskopf used from where he won the Open at Troon. And it's heavily bunkered with fall-off areas. But otherwise, it's just a little wedge for these guys. And then 18, it's a birdie hole. I mean, probably an eagle hole. It's 573-yard par 5. It's a wide open. It's a dogleg left, and so from where the tour players will be teeing off, there's desert cover all down the left side, and then bunker from the desert goes to a bunker transition and then to fairway. And so you just kind of have to pick your line and how aggressive are you going to be in cutting off that dog leg to set up a shorter second shot in. But also giant grandstand to the right side of this green. Weisskopf says he fashioned this green complex after the fifth green at Augusta National. So you've got, you know, although the difference being is there's a bunker deep where five at Augusta doesn't have any bunkers. This one has a bunker deep to keep you from going into the lava and the pond behind it if you were to be a little long. But otherwise, there's those fall off areas and slopes like you'd see kind of similar to number five at Augusta. So that's your finishing hole. I expect guys to shoot the mid 60s. You know, it wouldn't surprise me to go. I think you're going to be 20 under. I think someone's going to, be 20, 22 under probably on this one, but we'll see. A lot of it is wind dependent. A lot of it is pin placement dependent and that sort of thing. But the golf course is fun. It's very playable. I think the players will enjoy it. I think if you're striking it well, again, I don't think it's a tough driving golf course. It's wide open off the tees in most cases. And so guys will be able to move it down there, and then it's who's on with the irons and making putts. Yeah.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is a couple of thoughts as you're going through all of it. First of all, I like the idea of that you don't have par threes that are ridiculously long. You know, in today's world in the game of golf, we see par threes that are, you know, 240, 250, 260 yards. And these are all within the realm of, 150 to 200 yards, which is awesome. And then also that it finishes on a hole that is very scoreable, which can make for some great excitement coming down the stretch with guys that are in contention and having a chance to win the golf tournament or tied and, you know, make an eagle on the final hole to be able to squeak past and win the golf tournament. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting to see how this all stacks up and how the guys play it.
Yeah, I really think you're going to see guys making charges. I think you're going to see, I mean, it won't surprise me to see guys go, you know, birdie on 10, birdie on 13, birdie on 4, eagle maybe on 14, you know, and then, you know, eagle birdie on 18. So there's definitely opportunities. While there's only one par five for the tour guys on the back, they got the drivable par four, and I think it's the easier of the drivable par fours. And so you'll see some guys making up some ground on that back nine. You know, 16's nothing to sniff at. You gotta pay attention to 16. It wouldn't surprise me if somebody dropped a shot there. But you know, 17 short par three, and then 18, go get it. It's gonna set up nice. I think people, if you're first time down there, take the opportunity to look around the area. You know, go experience some of the scenery. There's national parks that are close by. It's an awesome venue. And Bob, again, I said this in hour number one, but I really appreciate, I think this is a tribute to all that went before, you know, the Billy Caspers, your dad, Johnny Miller, Mike Reed, Bruce and Summer Hayes, and you know, even the Steve Schneiders and, you know, certainly Mike Weir, you know, that we've welcomed into this area, Tony Finau that's currently playing out there now. And then you got some other great locals that are playing, Patrick Fishburne, Zach Blair, you know, guys out there that'll be playing this week, that, you know, actually a lot of contingency. We can go through that list, you know, before we're done, but a lot of locals to pay attention to, some up and comers. You might want to pay attention to a kid named, you know, Kihei that's going to be playing. He's a high schooler, and he just shot 60 in a high school tournament just this last week, and he's got an exemption to play. So there's some exciting young players, and it's going to be fun to watch for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited to see how the state of Utah embraces professional golf on the PGA Tour. You know, we've seen amateur golf in the state. We've seen senior tour golf in the state. We've seen Corn Ferry Tour golf in the state. Now we're going to have the opportunity to see the guys on the PGA Tour play a course down in St. George, and as well as the ladies on the LPGA Tour be able to play the same golf course in May.
We got to take a break. When we come back, America's favorite caddy joins us. Thanks so much for being a part of us. It's Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. Back after this. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies.
Maybe.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
One of the greatest things to ever come out of 25 years of Real Golf Radio is that right there. That open, Vaughn Kaufman, brilliant work. Caddy, how are you?
Just enjoying the theme music.
As you should.
His theme music.
Yeah. I'll turn it back up for you. I like how it just trails out. A little drum roll.
It's awesome.
The snare drums as the caddy makes his way to the first tee, or microphone, as the case may be.
Sounds like the evening news, in a way.
It did have a little
bit. You know, in New Orleans, you could use this as your walk-up music.
Walk-up caddy. Oh, that's definitely caddy walk-up music.
Hey, before we continue, caddy, we're just talking Black Desert. Here's some of the players that are going to be playing with Utah ties. Kihei Akina, he is a high school senior, shot 60. The other day, no big deal, in his high school tournament. He's committed to play at BYU. Zach Blair, Jadon Blake. You remember Jadon. He is going to be playing his 500th PGA Tour start. How cool is that?
That is so cool. And what a nice guy Jadon is. What a good guy. We spent, we played many rounds with Jadon in my caddy career many times. Great putter. Crazy good. He won the NCAA twice, didn't he? Two in a row, I believe, for Utah.
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. Utah State. That's a stat I did not know.
Utah State. Yep.
And he is as smooth as a morning lake in October in Canada.
Wow. Wow. It just kept going. The description. Morning lake. Oh, October. Canada. I'm like, wow.
You know, with the, you know, Bob, what I'm talking about. You got the little bit of fog just laying on top of the lake, the loon. Maybe the loon comes in and lands and destroys the whole placidity of the water. But it is smooth. It's like if you're a water skier, you look at that and you just start salivating like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we call that glass. Patrick Fishburn is going to play. If you like seeing guys hit it long, watch Patrick. Peter Quest, Dustin Volk, who is the Utah PGA section qualifier. So that's really cool. He's the director of golf for Davis County. And Mike Weir will be playing as well, the 2003 Masters champion, coming off of his captaincy of the 2024 International President's Cup. Others in the field, Aaron Baddeley, Daniel Berger, Cameron Champ, Harris English, Lucas Glover, Kevin Kisner, Patton Kizzire, who won the Korn Ferry Tour event here in Utah.
That's correct.
Brant Snedeker, Nick Taylor, Camilo Villegas, just to name a few that are in the field. And, of course, Troy Merritt, the ball boy, will be competing as well. So I'm excited about that. Other ones that I think I'm interested in watching, the Cootie brothers are going to be playing, Parker and Pearson. Some good guys to watch.
That's a nice field, and it's kind of the, it's sort of a combination of the Utah Home Invitational and a lot of good, cool tour players. You don't have enough time to go watch all of them.
No.
No, that's a nice field.
Very cool. Thanks. Yeah. So, Caddy, this is the question I've been asked multiple times this week. Hey, I haven't really been to a PGA Tour event. Give me some strategy. What's the best way? And now I realize as I'm asking you this question, you've probably never gone and watched a PGA Tour event. So this is probably, I don't know what to say. But from an insight standpoint, what would your recommendation be to people that are going to watch? Maybe they're there for a day or a couple of days. What would you recommend?
I attended the BMW Championship just a couple weeks ago in Castle Pines, Colorado, Tuesday and Saturday. I now know what it's like to be outside the ropes because for many years, the guy I caddied for never hit it outside the ropes. Never. But it's interesting when there's crowds there. You've got to do a little planning on a little strategizing on where to go, when to go. For example, we were trying to, the guys I was with were all excited about seeing Shoffley and Scheffler and Rory, et cetera. And there was a pretty good crowd around them. But I was able to say, okay, let's go up there. There's no one behind that tee box. We'll sit there for 5 minutes. They'll come up. And we got great close looks at everybody just by going ahead of play a little bit and sitting on a tee. So that's one strategy, is to make sure you if you really want to watch someone swing up close, just you have to go sit on a tee for 5 minutes and wait. It's no big deal. You know, more highly recommended is I saw Ted Scott walking down 15 and I just yelled, "Hey, Teddy," and he's like, "Come on out." So I walk with them for a couple holes inside the ropes, but that's a little more difficult to arrange. So.
Yes.
Well, that must have been on Tuesday, not on Friday.
Caddy, when I was growing up, my mom taught me how to walk a golf course and how to stay a half a hole in front.
Yeah.
So we would always be down in the landing area where Dad hit his drive. Then we would be at the green when he hit his second shot in. If he made a birdie, we were off and running. If he hit a lag putt up, and we were off and running again. And we always stayed a half a hole ahead. The other thing is especially when you've got all these players and you want to see the most golf you can, pick a strategic spot where a bleacher is and jump in and just watch the guys come through and watch how they hit shots into greens and putt and that type of thing on greens as well.
So that's another thing we did. We camped out on the 17th green, and that was cool. We watched maybe 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 groups come through, and you started to see these patterns, right? When you sit there and spectate on a green, this was on Saturday during play, you instantly find out that everybody makes the same mistakes. Everybody reads the putts wrong the same way. And I've always noticed that. And I always thought, boy, if I could figure that out as a caddy before I got there, I'm going to have a leg up on everybody. And I always wondered if the best players were just a little better at figuring that out than the rest of the crew. But the thing that really impressed me, really hit me, was how tight they're hitting. It's a par five and they're hitting 4 and 5, 5 irons in there up the hill. It's a tough shot. It's a long shot. And it really impressed me how tight their shot pattern was. They just didn't miss it by very much side to side. And I'm thinking like, well, that's why we've got the top 50 in the world here this week. They're just that good. So, and you definitely want to get close to players physically when they're hitting a shot. And the best way to do that is to go camp out on the tee in the right spot. Because they're going to be, they're right there. Like you could almost touch them. And that's pretty cool. You definitely want to do that. Especially.
Just don't actually touch them.
You don't want to do that. Might get trouble. But if you haven't seen a PGA Tour player hit a driver, you really want to watch it because it's like, wow, they're pretty fast, right?
The sound of the ball coming off the club, too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to watch in person, especially find a bomber. Find Tony. Just go. Tony's playing, isn't he?
He's not playing. Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh. What?
What? I know. It's not like, he represents the state and this is a historic, event or anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sending Mark an email, this caddy. And I'm just saying, you're not getting any books for 6 months. No books. You're out.
For the record, right, he said he would definitely be in at, just wasn't going to be able to make it this year. So.
Yep.
It's unfortunate. Oh, well. We're all bummed out a little bit about that, but it is what it is.
Well, we've got a few more years, so I'm sure he'll be down next year.
Yeah, but you could watch Patrick Fishburne, also with Utah ties, and he hits it as far as Tony, or further.
He flogs it.
He rocks it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Well, it's not hard finding a bomber on the tour. That's the good thing about it, right? You can find somebody.
Caddy, one of the guys that asked me, he's like, what's the plan? I said, if you've never been to a tour event, you should definitely go to the range and watch these guys hit balls. Like, that's one of my favorite things to do is to just see how they warm up. You know, I watch people all the time and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not helping your game the way you're warming up on the range or whatever. Exactly. You know, I'm like, that's not it. And so if you go and watch these guys and see the way they kind of get into a rhythm and, you know, they hit shots in different windows and then they, you know, finally get to that driver and just watch them send it. I mean, it's pretty fun. Like I learn a lot. In fact, my mind just starts to hone in on tempo, and it's not unusual for me to come back from a tour event and play a better round of golf just because I've kind of got that in my mind a little bit.
That's always the thing that hit me when I'd be away from the tour for a bit and come back and you go to the range, and the thing that really stands out at a PGA Tour practice range is just how syrupy smooth they are. Even though they're hitting it pretty hard nowadays, it is though, isn't it, Brian? It's like just watching a classical music concert or something. They're just so smooth. They just don't look like they're going hard at it. Right.
And there's a method to their warm up, and there's a method to their practice. When I caddy for my dad, you know, he always started with a sand wedge, then he'd go to a 9 iron, and then 7, 5. And then like 3 wood, then driver, and then he'd come back down, hit like 6 iron, 8 iron, lob wedge, and then he was off to the first tee.
Oh, interesting.
Off to the putting green.
Did he hit every club in his bag?
He didn't hit every club, and it just depended on the day, but he would hit the majority of the clubs in his golf bag.
So yeah. I use the same clubs to warm up every time. I go 54-degree wedge, that's my first one. Then I go pitching wedge, 8 iron, and... If I have a short session, I stop at the 8 and I hit a couple drivers and go, or I'll get to like the 5. I'll go to a 5 iron and hit a couple 5 irons. And then if I wanted to hit, you know, fairway wood or whatever, that's a long warm up session. For me, it's usually 54, pitch, 8, drive, a couple drives and go. Which is funny because I only hit the evens.
Yeah.
So when you said your dad started out by hitting the 9, 7,
he hit odds.
Hit odds. So I would. What do you do? Do you hit odds?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do. So you hit odds. Yeah. What about you, Caddy? Do you hit odds or evens, or do you do it different?
Or and what did your players do?
The key is that you won't see this on a Tuesday, but on a Thursday and Friday and Saturday on the competitive days, everybody has a routine that they kind of just do all the time. And it doesn't really, they vary quite a bit. One of the ones that really stood out to me was Joey Sindelar. Joey always was rushing to the range, rushing off the, like he was late for his tee time. always. That was his routine, was to rush like he was late. Go figure. That's just what he liked to do. And then you've got Fred Couples, who gets there an hour and a half before, hits a ball, and then goes and talks to somebody for 3 minutes, and then comes back and hits another ball. It's just what he does. And but most guys, they hit balls for, what, Bob, about 40 minutes maybe?
Yeah.
And they start with a short club, go through the bag a little bit. I don't know anybody who hits every club. Maybe there's been somebody who does that, but I can't think of it. I've never seen it. What do you, every club. Most guys will hit, you know, start with a lob wedge, maybe go to a 9-iron, 5-iron, hybrid driver. You know, that's probably a normal routine. And then go hit a few putts and off we go. But the key is the routine. They keep the routines pretty consistent on tournament days. One thing I'll comment on, sitting at the range is a great thing because you see all kinds of action where, you know, you walk on the course, you don't get to see a shot but once every couple minutes or so. So definitely sit on the range, watch everybody, soak it in. I was watching Sam Burns at Castle Pines. He's warming up and he's got a wedge out. He's hitting probably a 70-yard shot at this flag. And we're up high in a bleacher from the side. It was a pretty cool angle. He hit about 8 or 9 of these, and he was no more than 3 feet offline on any of them. Mm. Think about that. Mm. 70 yards. I'm not exaggerating. He didn't hit it 3 feet sideways for 7 or 8 straight shots from 70 yards. That's how good those guys are.
Wow.
when they're off. I mean, when they start repeating on the range, it's crazy. And of course, Sam ended up finishing like second or third that by the way, that week. So he was kind of on. He was on, right? But that's how good they are when they're on. When they're on the range and they start repeating stuff, it's like watching a machine. It's crazy.
No doubt. Hey, Caddy, we're up against it, but real quick, what do you think? Predict the winning score at Black Desert for the first Black Desert Championship next week.
So I'm going in the 20s. I'm going low 20s.
That's what Brian said.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, if you want me to put me on a number, I'm going to go, so it's par 71, not par 72, because 13 is a 4. So I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go 23.
And there you go. He got you by one.
Pretty low. That's low. That's low. But, you know, you got the lava out there, but there's generous areas to hit it in. And so I think, and you know, I don't think the greens are going to be rock hard either. So let's go pretty low.
I love it. Caddy, thanks as always, man. Great to be with you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio, and that will do it for us. Hope to see you all out at Black Desert Championship next week, blackdesertevents.com for ticket information. We will be there and doing our show and bringing you coverage. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf. For the Caddy, for John Patrick, for Bob Casper, and our producer Dave Glauser, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week from Black Desert right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.